Thank you so very much for this day. Thank you so very much for loving us so much. We appreciate you so much, and we appreciate your presence in our life, and we can't be more thankful than that, because you've done so much for each one of us. You blessed us beyond our wildest dreams, and it's all because of you. So, Lord, we ask you to continue to open up our mind, give us a revelation and understand who we are, so no one will be able to hold us down. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Everybody say emancipation, the master key of the kingdom. So whenever you hear the word emancipation, we often go back when we talk about slavery and when the slave was being emancipated, when they were set free. And so we want to talk about emancipation, and I want you to think about your life and who controls the government in your head. Who's controlling the government in your head? Who's in charge of your head? Who's running your shift, right? And it's important, because if you don't know who you are and whose you are, then you're subject to let anybody control your life. And then so many things take control of us and hold us hostage, and we become slaves to so many different things and so many different systems that hold us down, and we don't know who we are. And because we don't know who we are as a people, people are subject to bring you in and do anything they want to you and control your mind. They do it through music. They do it through media. They do it through books. They do it through so many different things because they want to control you. Remember, God created you in his image and in his likeness to have dominion. And every one of us are different, and God created us different, and he created us different for a reason. And I want you to understand, everybody may look alike, but we're not always alike, right? And there's so many of us are different. And what happens is people have a tendency to want to control your life. And then they control your life by controlling your mind, all right? They can tell you what to eat, and you'll eat it, right? It's often when you're watching a football game or sporting event, and you look on television, all of a sudden you see a McDonald's commercial come on. Or you see, I know during the Super Bowl, they used to have the Bush beer company used to really be big in advertising. They knew if I spent $1 million on a commercial that I would make $10 million on you, right? Because I can make you get up and go to the store and buy a six-pack of Bush. Or I can get you to go to McDonald's, or I can get you to buy many, many chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. Right, so they literally control you. I was telling my grandson the other day, he came home and he had some essential sweatpants, right? And he was so excited about these essential sweatpants. And I said, man, listen, I said, there's no difference in the sweatpants you have on and the sweatpants your friend have on. They both gray. You know, these are essential, Papa. You don't understand, right? And I'm saying, I said, wow, it's amazing how someone can get in your head and make you think you're important because you have on a pair of pants with somebody else's name on them. Right? So someone can control you in such a way that you spend $250 for a pair of shoes that you can't even afford. Or you put pressure on your parents or your spouse or whatever to buy you something, a car you can't even afford to drive, or a home that you can't even afford to live in. And so because you want to be like the Joneses, you want to keep up with someone else. That means someone else is controlling your thinking, right? And they say it's about the African Americans control, they take about 12% of the population, but they spend about 35 to 40% on cosmetics, right? And it's interesting that we make up 30 to 40% of the sales in cosmetics. I wonder if it's because we don't like who we are. Right, so we have to constantly try to put on makeup or different hairstyles and all that kind of stuff to make us feel good about who we are, because we don't really appreciate who we are, because a lot of times we don't know who we are. Right, so now you're starting to see a lot of people go back to their natural state. They're going back. They taking all the chemicals out of their hair, and they say, "I want to go back natural." Because they decide to appreciate who they are. Right, and so it's interesting. They realize, man, who controlling you? And you spend all your money in places with someone who don't care about you. I was telling my son the other day, I said, you go to the corner store, and it's unfortunate that across the United States of America, across the United States of America, you almost can't find a corner store anywhere where you have blacks owned. right? They're always owned by some kind of Asian or some other person from another ethnic background in your community. Now, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. Right? The kicker is most things in those corner stores are spoiled. So if you look on the shelf and you look at some of the stores, you look at them, man, you have expired things on the shelf. So that means that's what I care about. That's how much I care about you. You know, I smile in your face, I laugh in your face, but I go buy stuff that we know is outdated, two or three weeks outdated, and then I sell to you for double the price when I bought it for much less than what it was worth because it was about to spoil. Right? You go to the meat market, and then you buy meat, and it's frozen. But if you go in the frozen section, the meat is kind of dated. And you buy it and you just put it in your fridge, but you realize as soon as you unthaw it, you better cook it. I'm just saying, who made you think you was less than? Because they don't do it in every community. There's some communities that they just won't do it in because they know the people won't buy it. Right? But what is it about you that people think they can control the way you think? Right? But when you know who you are and whose you are, then you don't need clothes, you don't need houses, you don't need cars, you don't need anything to know who you are. Right? And so when God created you, right, he created you in his image and his likeness, right? And Jesus was very unique in the sense that when he came, his job was to redeem mankind back to God. He said, I need to get you guys back to your state. Or where you was when I created you. So when Jesus come on the scene, he says, listen, you need to repent first of all. He said, well, you mean to turn, repent, just turn, right? But I want you to know how valuable you are to God. You're so valuable, man, that God sent me down here to let you know who you are, right? To open up your mind and let you know the kingdom is within you. That's important to understand that. So God's original purpose or his intent was to rule the visible world. That was God's intent, to rule the visible world from heaven, right, through the spirit man, right? What was the spirit man going to be living in your earthly body, right? So your body is the avatar. Your body is that earth suit, right, living in the earth. So God always wanted to run the earth from heaven. And now, you remember, when Jesus came on the scene, he came on and he upset everybody, the Romans, the Christians, well, not the Christians, the Jews and all those, the religious organization, they was all upset because he was upsetting the apple cart because they was controlling the mind of the people. And Jesus was saying, listen, do you know who you are and whose you are? Right? The kingdom is within you. Right? And it's in your heart and it's in your mind. But we allow people to download their system inside of us. And then they control us. So now we buying stuff that we can't afford to buy. We spending money on things we know we can't spend money on. Here's the thing. And some of us are even acting like the enemy. So we allow the enemy to download their system inside of us. And we, even when God give us the opportunity to move ahead, we do like they do and we cheat the people. Or we overcharge the people. We mistreat them because that's what everybody else is doing. God said, but you know better. Right? Because I downloaded my spirit inside of you and you understand it. So why are you still allowing them? That's why he told John, I said, John, they got to be born again. They got to really die to that old government mindset, that other mindset to tell you you're less than. So a lot of people are praying to God and they love the Lord, but they're not making any progress because we're the consumers always and never the producers. So people love you as long as you the consumer. Right? And so, and that comes from a mindset. But when I know who my Father is, right, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that we control it all, and my dad is in charge of it, I don't have to worry about it. And the way I treat you, the way I move, right, I don't need anything to build my self-esteem because I know who I am. Most of us don't know who we are. Right? So we spend time trying to tell you, man, who you are in God. You need to know who you are and whose you are, right? And the kingdom is about God. Now, watch this here. So the kingdom is God's governing influence. Now, watch this. This is God governing your life. God's governing influence of a king over his territory, right? Impacting it with his personal will, purpose, and intent. Producing a culture, watch this here, values and morals and a lifestyle reflects the king, right? And his desires. That's important. So God, his governing influence, his kingdom is about controlling your life. When people interact with you, do they know that God is really controlling your life? Do they really know God is living through you by the way you move and the way you act, and the conversation you have, and the way you treat people, and the way you value your systems, right? Because everything that we do, once we come into the knowledge of God, matters to God. It matters. It matters how we look at people. It matters how we treat people. It matters how we behave. And God never intended for us to be the tail. He always intended for us to be the head. Right? And he wanted us to know that. So Jesus was constantly telling everybody, listen, do you know? It's important. He said, that's why he said, listen, I know you guys think I'm great, but the same thing I'm doing, you can do. But it's hard. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. Right? So what happens is people create habits. People that have been addicted to it, don't raise your hand. But if you've ever been addicted to something, you've been delivered from it, it's hard when you're addicted to something and it has you hooked. And you keep on living the same way, living beneath your privilege. And a lot of us, right, are living beneath our privilege. We're so gifted and we're so talented, right? We've been educated in a system that creates us to serve and not be in charge. You're always getting educated to serve someone else instead of to be in charge or to master. You get your MBAs and you get all your master's degree, but you still can't master nobody's business. You can't run nothing because you don't have nothing to run. So what you do is sustain somebody else's system. But God intended for us to lead and take the lead and represent him in righteousness. That's why Jesus came. He said, listen, I want you to own the business. I want you to own the company. He said, I want you to be successful. He says, and understand when you do it in righteousness. But do you know who you are? Because we keep living as though we're not. We're not in the kingdom. We're living like we're not in the kingdom. Like we're not a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. Why are we living like that? Why are we living begging? Why are we the borrowers and not the lenders? When God created us in his image, in his likeness, right? It's going to take a change of mind. Everybody say a change of mind. Is it right? So when John, he said, John, listen, this is Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, he was talking to John, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born again. The reason why he said it, you got to die to the system. Let me give you a history lesson, right? So when they came over from the transatlantic slave trade, right? When they came over to America, the America the Beautiful, right? When they came over to America, Ontario, and they got off the ships, here's what they did, right? Immediately, what they did was they took the people and they stripped them of who they were. They didn't want you to know your culture. They didn't want you to know your family. So if you had a family, we wanted to break you up. And then you couldn't even talk your own language. You couldn't speak it. So they put you with different organizations so you could not communicate. Right? And then here's where the devil steps in. They come in and they say, we're going to download our system in you so you can serve us. Right? So then they download you and they start downloading things and they made you, watch this here, they made you less than human. And they say you were not even a human being, you were an animal. That's why they call it chattel slavery, right? They did that because they wanted to put a system inside of you to control you. Well, then they freed you. Praise the Lord for the emancipation. of the chains from your hands, but not your mind. So they put you in the educational system that perpetually keeps you enslaved, where you're constantly serving them and never serving you. So when God created you and everything came from you, but they told you you were nothing, why did they tell you you was nothing? Why did the evil enemy tell you you was nothing? Why did the spirit? Now listen to me. And that spirit comes in drugs. It comes in all kind of stuff. That spirit comes and make you think you're less than, and you have to depend on it to survive. Right? And the problem is you never get ahead. You're still in the same position. You may have a new house, right? But you never own it because they create a system so you can never own it. Right? So now, what am I saying? God is trying to let you know who you are. He said, you need to understand who you are. So that's why you got to be born again. You got to come back and you got to realize, man, hold, I know who my father is. Remember the prodigal son? That's the story. When he came to his senses, he said, listen, why am I living like this when my father owns it all? So why are you living beneath your privilege when you know your father has it all? And he want to wake you up. He wants you to snap out of it. And understand, in the kingdom of God, you're royalty. You're in a kingdom, and your father is the king. That's why he called you a royal priesthood. They were trying to tell us throughout scripture, you're a royal priesthood. You're a chosen generation. You're not just anybody. You're somebody. Know who you are. He said, that's important, right? So when David was dealing with some stuff, and David was messing up, David said, Lord, listen to what David said. Created me a clean heart, oh God, right? And renewed it, right? Watch this here. Created me a clean heart. Clean up my heart. Because sometimes, man, when you've been broken so bad, your heart becomes darkened. Right? You become dark. You say, God, created me, watch this here. Created me a clean heart and renew. Everybody said the right spirit. You want the spirit that's living inside of you, a spirit of love. Amen. Right? As you become an entrepreneur, as you start to own your own business, as you start to do different things, you start to move and you start to treat people different. That's how you get a new world order. That's how the world changes. It's not the same stuff in a different way. You know, the criminal justice system is so screwed up. It's so many people eating off you messing up. Right? So they create a system, and they got to keep feeding the system. But when you get God in your life, then watch this here. The criminal justice becomes no longer a part of your life because you walk in righteousness. Amen. And it has no power over you anymore. Amen. But it doesn't happen until you be born again, until you realize that what I was doing over here, we was in the men's ministry this morning, and Terry said, man, thank God, right, that everything was together. I'm glad I came through that mess. What I was in. So the devil thought he had me, but when I came to my senses, when I realized who my father was, and I got out there. Once I'm transformed, everybody said transformed, then no devil in hell can stop you. Right? Quit praising and worshiping people who don't give a hoot a toot about you. Right? The only person that cares about you for real, is him. And he resides in here. Amen. And he resides in your heart. And he said, listen, love the Lord, thy God, with all your heart. Listen to what Matthew said. The kingdom of heaven, now watch, this is important. Don't miss this. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. And in his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field. Now watch this here. Once you know that you know, right, you're willing to give up everything because I found it. Now I understand who I am. Now I understand who my father is, right? So everything is, all the rest of stuff don't matter. All the material stuff don't matter. All the stuff that's called matter that we think is important, it don't matter now because I know who I am. Because the only thing matters in life is you and your relationship with him and people. Once you come to the conclusion, you understand it, because a lot of us are still concerned about things. People got us concerned about things, so we keep on feeding people, buying their yachts and doing all this kind of stuff while we struggle to pay our bills. We want so many material things. We're trying to get so many material. We'll cheat people. We'll lie. We'll steal. We'll beg and borrow when we don't realize, like, all this stuff don't mean nothing. So I buy something I can't afford. Right? That comes from a mind. Everybody say your mindset. So your mind's saying, I got to have this here because I got to feel better. If I buy the house, then people appreciate it. They'll like me more when I buy this expensive car. So you drive, everybody say, woo, for how long? Until you drive out of the parking lot, they forgot you even had it. So you try to impress people and all that. And who you impressing? The only body you're going to impress is him. Right? And he's telling you in your sleep, right? He's telling you in your wake hours. He said, listen, you know, do you know who you are? Yes. Well, quit trying to be like somebody else and be what I call you to be. He said, I created you in my image. Quit trying to be like somebody else. Quit drooling over what somebody else has. Because all of that belongs to me. While you looking at what they have and thinking they all this here, who are they? You can have billions of dollars. If you cheated everybody out of it, just wait a while. Somebody going to get you too. Right? And people are doing it. If you just watch it. All you do is go back in history and study the history. And I was watching this thing, and I don't watch the news, but I was watching, and Elon Musk and those guys, and they got in, and they took the contract, and he gave it to his SpaceX, right? And they went up in the sky. But now, they took it from one company. The question is, what are they doing? What are they doing? But if you study it, here's the thing that's going to be happening. It's going to be a war unlike you've never seen before. And it's going to happen, and they're setting up the satellites, and they're controlling it from space. They're not going to be fighting on the ground anymore. That's why they're fighting for airspace. Just study your history. What's happening? It's a reason why. They don't want to just get to the moon. They want to take out entire nations and leave the resources so they can wipe the people out and keep the resources. Just study it. Know what's going on. Because when you're evil, you don't care about people. You just care about things. But when you download God in your system and you know who he is and you're born again, things don't matter, only people matter. But when people start hurting people, then you know right then God is not in the equation. Because everything's about taking from people. Everybody says, oh, this here happening, this happening. All you're doing, it ain't the Democrats, it's not the Republicans. It's evil. Everybody say evil people. It doesn't matter if people behind the scene, it's the rich, it's the people that have taken from the people that have not. Right? And here's it is. And if you don't watch it, you'll take the same mentality and you'll take for somebody less than you. And it's happening every day. Because we don't have God in our heart because we don't know who we are. But once you're born again, once you find the kingdom, the rest of it don't matter. Because you don't care about anything. You start caring about people. That's when you know. Amen? So now, watch this here. He said, I beseech you. Now listen to Paul. When Paul was writing, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Listen, this is your reasonable service. Then he says this, and I don't want you to miss it. You hear it all the time. He says, and be not conformed to this world. Well, what you mean this world? Don't let them control your mind. And you want what the world wants. Because this world is a cruel thing. It's the people in this world, they don't care about God and nobody else. They remove God out of it because they think they're God. Because they think they can control you. Right? They in the sense, man, where they want to control people's lives. And they want to hurt people. And I find out when you're selling drugs to people, I want you to hit me on the internet. When you're selling drugs to people in community and you're destroying people's lives because you want to make a living at the expense of somebody else. Well, you're stealing from somebody else at the expense of somebody else. You're taking advantage of somebody else. Because whenever you take advantage, I don't care whether you beat a company or whatever, whenever you think you're beating somebody else, you're beating God. Because it all belongs to him. God said, you got to operate out of righteousness. I want to know what your heart is like. So once you come back to God and you know who you are, I don't care who it is, you're not going to cheat nobody. You're not going to hurt nobody. And we need a group of people. We need a people that'll stand for God and stand for righteousness. Amen. Amen. So you have to know who you are. You have to be emancipated in your mind and get that mindset, that greed, that consumerism, that I got to have everything. I'm buying. Listen, you won't even do for anybody else, and you got more than. You won't even help nobody, and you got excess. Because it's all about you. It's not about anybody else. You got more than enough. God has blessed you to have. He didn't bless you to have all that then just to just look down on people and treat them like crap. That's why Jesus said this. You'll know my disciples. He said, some of them going to fake like they mine, but they're not mine. He said, you'll know mine. He's because mine serve with a love heart. He said, but listen to me. He said, I'm going to let you know. It ain't going to be too far off. You're going to come to me, and you're going to say, I did this in your name. He said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I knew your heart. Your heart wasn't right. You fooled them, but you didn't fool me. You served me with your lips, but I know your heart wasn't with me. So don't raise your hand, but how many of you all did something, and you knew you wasn't right, but you made people think you was doing it for the right reason? But you knew in your heart it wasn't right. God wants your heart right. God needs a group of people with their heart right. You got to get your heart right. If we're going to change the world, we're only going to change it. Otherwise, you're going to be with the rest of them. And I'm telling you, you're going to get wiped out. The little man going to get wiped out. Because the big fish going to eat you up. And then you're going to be wondering, I can't believe they did that to me. But what you did to others, somebody going to do to you. But when you operate and you transform the way you think and you start operating in God, the world changes. The world changes. So you got to free your mind up. Get your heart right. Free your mind. Right? Know who you are. Amen. Who is your father? Act like it. Act like he's your father. That's why he said in Isaiah, when he was telling Isaiah, he said, unto us a child is born. Right? And unto us a son is given. And what? Everybody said government. Because he knew it was going to be a government. Here's the thing. We operate, it's a government that runs our life. But are we in the government of the kingdom or a democracy? Right? Because in the kingdom, God rules. Everybody say God rules. In his territory, in his moral system, in his value system is all about righteousness. What is your heart like? Do a heart check. You got your Apple Watch on. Hit your Apple Watch and see what your heart do. What is your heart like? For real, for real. What are you really like? Who are you fooling? Are you serious? Are you just coming to church? Or are you really, really God's child? Or are you really the devil in disguise? Amen. Are you using this as a masquerade? Or are you for real about this? Because this is serious. Everybody's serious business. So here's what Jesus said. He says, from this time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, repent. Repent means I want you today. Everybody said today, Tony. I want you today to make a decision in your life. And repent. I want you to make a turn in your mind. Not in your body. Don't get up and turn around and do some, like, let's turn around three times. No. Just turn in your mind and say, I'm not going to do what I used to do. I'm not going to move like I used to move. Today is my birthday. Today, God is going to be the center of my life. And everybody's going to know he's the center of my life. It's not about shouting. It's not about speaking in tongues. It's not about dancing and shouting. Because here's what happened. We walk around and we shout. And we dance. And we do all this stuff. And we treat people like they're nothing. Some of us do it when we get home. We don't wait till we get on the job or in the community. We treat our spouse like they crap. The person we made a commitment to. You say, well, yeah, you don't understand them. No, what about you? Because it's your heart. You're the one doing the cussing. But you don't understand what they're doing. No, no, no. You control you. Who's controlling you? I know they don't have God in their life, but who's in yours? Right? So blame them. You just don't understand. No, no. Well, tell me what's up with your heart. Because I have never read a scripture, right, where they treated Jesus like crap and he's turned around and cussed them out. I never read a scripture where they treated him bad and he turned around and did something evil to them. I never, and he got treated like crap. They was plotting to kill him. Some of his own disciples turned on him. And all he said was, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. He didn't say, you know what, God, get them. Sick them, God. Take their life away. Wipe them out. Take all their money away. He never did any of that stuff. He had the power to do it, but you know what he did? He just loved the hell out of them. Then he said to his father, he said, Father, forgive them, because they're clueless in their mind. They've been hoodwinked. They don't even know what they're doing. So if you're dealing with someone that's not right, you got to say, God, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Don't you decide that you say, well, I got to get them right. Because they need a good cussing out. I got to talk to them with the language they need to hear. Right? No. Don't you allow that spirit to get inside of you, and then you go around thinking you're greater than, and you got the power too. But God came through the Spirit to reside in our heart to change the way we think. God came in the form of the Spirit into our hearts to transform the way we think. So he says, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind changed when your heart changed. And when you think it's about you, and it's always about you, it's never about you. It's always about the kingdom. And the kingdom is about loving people. And when you don't do that and you think any other way, then you're acting like your mind is being controlled by somebody else other than God. Because God operates out of love. I already know. You don't have to tell me. All I do is watch the way you move. Watch the way you talk. Watch the way you act. Right? And it tells me who you are. And whose you are. So if we're going to change the world, it starts with us. And it starts with us by appreciating who we are. Knowing who you are as a person. You don't have to be like anybody else. You don't have to make yourself up to be anybody else. Because I don't care how much makeup you put on. I don't care how many suits you put on. I don't care how sharp your hair get. None of that stuff matter. Because if your heart ain't right, the rest of it don't mean nothing. Amen. Amen. It don't mean nothing. I don't care what you do. If your heart is not right, the rest of it don't. You look good. You might be sexy. You know, but it don't mean nothing to nobody. Just hot air. And people don't care. And you, if you don't watch it, the enemy make you frustrated with yourself. You don't even like you. You look in the mirror with all the makeup on, still think you ugly. You know why you think? Because something wrong with your heart. But when you give your heart over to God, God will not break it. He'll take your heart in his hand and he'll hold it tenderly. And he'll massage it. And he'll let you know how much he loves you. And he'll let you know, because I love you, I'm giving you the ability and the power to love others. That's why Jesus said, the work that I do, you'll be able to do even greater works when you understand who you are. But not until. Everybody say, not until. Not until. Not until. Not until. Not until. When you leave here today, I want you to think about every time you make a decision, who's controlling you? Am I doing this here, man, because I'm trying to impress somebody? Am I buying something I can't afford to buy because I'm trying to impress somebody? Who am I trying to impress when I'm buying something I can't afford? Why am I even doing business with people who don't care anything about me? If I know you're not right and you're trying to sell me something that's not right, then I know you're not right with God. Because you know better. When you know better, you what? When you don't do better, that means you're doing it intentionally. And you're trying to take advantage of God's child, right? And God gonna let me know. Then I'm not doing business with you. Right? And here's the thing. Don't let somebody say they don't want to do business with you because you're not right. Don't let your wife say she don't want to be with you no more because you're not right. Don't let your husband say he don't want to be with you because you're not right. Don't let your kids say, I hate my mom and dad because you're not right. Make sure you're right and you always represent God. Everything you do, you represent him. Everything you do, you represent him. Every time you discipline someone, you represent him. Every time you bless somebody, you represent him. Every time you have an exchange or interaction, whatever you do, you represent him. And I'm never, ever, ever going to put myself at a disadvantage by allowing an enemy to come in and I be anything other than who I am. And that's a child of God. Amen. Quit looking on the outside and look on the inside. And once I get right, what you do won't even matter no more. Because I have a transformation in my mind because I'm walking in righteousness. So emancipate your mind. Free yourself from the expectation of other people. Free yourself from the expectation of other people and know who you are. And that's the key to the kingdom. That's the key. And once I get that key right in my mind, and I get my heart right, there's no devil in hell can stop me. I never, ever, here's what he said. Everybody stands at your feet. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. Not the righteous. Not the ones who made a commitment to him. Not the ones who gave their life to him. Not the ones who walking according to his word. Right? So make a commitment. I want everybody to bow their heads. I want you to take a few minutes, and I want you to talk to God for yourself. And I want you to make a commitment to him, not to me, not to Kingdom Embassy, but to him. I want you to have a conversation with him and tell him how you want him to interact with you and how you're going to interact with him and how you're going to represent him. Let him know what commitment you're making today. If you're going to be a better husband today, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better grandchild, better friend, better colleague, better neighbor. Today is your day to make it right. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving us this day, the 16th. Thank you so much. This is the day that we're making a new commitment to you. We rededicating our life to you. We're going to allow you to have full control of our life. No one else. We're going to emancipate ourselves from all the things that have us. And we're going to free ourselves so we can operate as you. So when people see us, they see you. So thank you for the Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us in all truth. Thank you for righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we leave this place, we never ever want to leave his presence. We always want to be with him where we go. So God, we ask you to give us traveling mercies as we leave this place. Allow your presence to be felt in our life. Let us love and care. Let everybody feel us and know that we're genuinely one of yours. So as we give each other a high five, as we give each other a hug, as we go our separate ways, as those who come up for prayer, be with us. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See yourself dismissed. The altar is open for those who like prayer.